Jefferson and His Times, Volume 3, Jefferson and the Ordeal of Liberty, by Dumont Malone. This book is read by Anna Fields. This work as a whole is for Elizabeth Gifford Malone. This volume is for my fellow directors of the Thomas Jefferson Memorial Foundation. Introduction. This volume is the third in the series which began with Jefferson the Virginian and was continued with Jefferson and the Rights of Man. Each volume is a unit in itself and can stand alone, which is fortunate in view of the years that have intervened between them. The lapse of time between the second of these books and the present one has turned out to be much greater than I had anticipated. No explanation of this delay need be given here beyond the statement that by force of circumstances I had to devote myself to other things for an unconscionable time, and that when I was enabled to concentrate on this work as my major task, it proved to be considerably more difficult than I had expected. The extraordinary man whose story I have been trying to tell is full of surprises even to those who flatter themselves that they know him rather well. By the same token, however, while bewildering at times, rarely, if ever, is he dull. In the last volume, we left him at the end of the year 1792, still Secretary of State under George Washington, who had recently been unanimously re-elected President, to nobody's surprise. In this book, we carry him to his own election as President in February 1801, after a tie vote with his running mate, which was distinctly surprising.